Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jerry Paleo, and I'd like to tell you a little bit more about my introductory course called How to Manage Stress and Avoid Burnout. What you're going to be getting in this course is an overview of all the things that you need to know and understand in order to better manage your workplace stress, as well as prevent those stress levels from escalating into a full-blown burnout. So what we're going to be talking about, first of all, is an understanding of what burnout is and what it isn't. And then we're going to be looking at your personal risk factors for burnout. Are you one of those types of personalities who is more prone to burning out? We're also going to then dive more deeply into a profile of a burned-out worker. Can you spot the warning signs? And then we're going to be looking at one of the biggies for burnout, perfectionism. And we'll discuss how perfectionism does lead into burnout. The other thing with burnout that I find really interesting is that it's our self-talk that can not only lead us into burnout, but also prevent us from recovering from burnout so we can maintain the burnout that we're in. And one of the things you have to realize with burnout is, based on my research, and I've done a lot of research, what I've discovered is that most people's burnout can last easily 1 to 2 years. And it takes a long time to recover from burnout. What I found is it's usually a minimum of about 2 years, but I've worked with people who have been burned out for 5 years. Well, obviously they were burned out this long before they worked with me. So we're going to be talking about your self-talk. What are you saying that can be contributing to your burnout? And a lot of times people, when they burn out, attempt to recover, which is the right thing to do, right? But here's the problem with it. A lot of times we engage in false cures, things that we think are going to help us, but it only helps temporarily, and in reality, keeps us burned out. We're also going to talk about something that I discovered in my burnout during organizational change model, or BDOC, and that is residual burnout. When you recover from burnout, there is the strong possibility of a boomerang effect, which means you can go back into any of the preliminary stages leading to burnout, which in my model are frustration, anger, and apathy, as well as the full-blown burnout, in which you are cynical, you're exhausted, you don't care anymore, and oftentimes you have some major health problems. So we're going to discuss why those false cures do not work. We're going to be talking about residual burnout in a lot more detail so you can understand the warning signs and prevent it from happening. And then finally, we're going to be talking about burnout recovery, or what tools, tricks, strategies, and techniques I found can improve your chances of fully recovering from burnout. And if you're wondering what a full burnout recovery is, it may or may not be going back to the way you were before, but it's a revised psychological contract with work. In other words, you learn how to set boundaries and say, this is what I will do, and this is what I expect from my employer. So I welcome you to this course, and I look forward to working with you. So good luck.